If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning. Now, I saw something about AXA, Airports Company South Africa, yesterday regarding their financial results.
You're quite right. I saw a few tweets as well from many consumers telling them to sort out their aircon and Wi-Fi. Now, that's essentially based on the fact that AXA published their financial results yesterday and really saw a strong improvement in their profit. 400 million rand for the last financial year, which is the first profit recorded by the state-owned entity since the COVID-19 pandemic. So they are making strides, but it's not without challenges. The group still faces a number of infrastructure concerns. Of course, the CEO did allude to the recent incidents that took place at OR Tambo International Airport, and that was specific to the failure of the jet valve that actually led to a halting of certain flights on that particular day. Coupled with that, there have also been a few cable issues at their Cape Town International Airport. So it's quite clear that they're looking to reinvest in infrastructure and so far are positioning themselves to spend about 21 billion rand in total over the next 5 years just to make sure that maintenance, refurbishment and replacement of infrastructure is a priority. Another aspect that's quite interesting, Saul, is the fact that they also responded to some of the concerns that were raised around new competition. The Cape Town Winelands Airport is looking to open up, privately owned and won't be owned by AXA. So think of it as Cape Town's own Lanseria, so to speak. And this is certainly met with a lot of opportunities just to allow and facilitate a lot more traffic in and out of the two cities without any concern of breakages that might happen at Cape Town International Airport. AXA says that they're not necessarily concerned about the increased competition and actually call for it in the local environment. Meanwhile, the update on the Cape Winelands Airport is that it's scheduled to open in 2027 and will be located near Durbanville. So this will be privately owned. And of course, will also lead to at least the movement of both international and domestic travel in South Africa coming in and out of Cape Town.
Oh, beautiful. What a breath of fresh air. State-owned company reporting a profit in SA. Well done. Really beautiful. Now, companies that are always reporting profits, ShopRite, Woolies, apparently these keep the economy going, Googs.
They do. And I think it's given me a new appreciation. So every time you see that gentleman on scooters, whether it's for Checkers 6060 or even Woolies Dash and a few of the other retailers, we really do need to be mindful that they're helping us as consumers get by. And this has just come through as well in the trading statements. Now, this is almost like a prelude to when these companies do publish their full financial year results, which typically takes place towards the end of March. But so far, they've given us trading updates just to get a better understanding of how they performed during the months of September through to December, which does include not only the popular festive season, but also Black Friday holidays. Now, what's been interesting is that from a ShopRite point of view, they own the likes of ShopRite, Checkers, and of course, not forgetting their pet stores, Pet Shop Science. These are just the new additions that they've made to their portfolio, including Unique Clothing. Now, ShopRite did highlight that its core business in South Africa actually saw at least a 10% increase in terms of sales growth. But of course, the star performer was definitely Checkers 6060. The online sales growth there was up by 47%. So more people using the app to actually make sure that they make purchases. One of the concerns they do mention, though, is despite the fact that they saw a boost in sales, the South African consumer does remain slightly under constraint. And their operations outside of our borders in 9 other African countries have also been slightly more muted than what was expected. Woolworths, on the other hand, this is also a company that's seen similar growth, specifically when it comes to their overall sales. That was up by 9%. But what's happening at Woolies is that it's quite clear that we prefer their food and maybe even their rotisserie chicken specials versus their clothing. They actually saw stronger sales coming through from Woolworths food, which has been an ongoing trend and theme that we've seen substantially over the last few years. But when it comes to fashion and clothing retail, that's actually slightly softer than what they had anticipated. So raising a few red flags there about our constrained pockets as South African consumers. Their online sales, when it comes to Woolish Dash, that pushed up to 49% in the increases that they saw. So overall, I think both these companies do indicate that we as consumers still make purchases. Fundamentally, when it comes to food, we will have to spend. But of course, also highlighting just some of the discrepancies and concerns regarding a slightly muted environment when it comes to fashion and some other durable goods that we haven't been purchasing.
Yeah, it sounds like the wool is not worth it. Oh, good. What are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets today will open up from 84,447 points. We were slightly firmer. The dollar-rand exchange rate, there's been the slow level of weakening that's taking place. But for now, we're trading at 18.69 to the greenback. To the pound sterling, we're 23.25, and against the euro at 19.49.
Thank you so much, Gurg. She brings you Kaya Biz. That's on Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.